You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte, and by phone with Jan Tyler of the Department of Energy Office of Science and the National Science Bowl Coordinator.
Good afternoon, Jan.
Hello, Kate.
Well, we're here together to talk about the Department of Energy West Kentucky Regional Science Bowl. Competition is coming up pretty soon here for the middle school teams, February 6th. And the high school teams, there's still open registration for high school. So, Jan, I looked at questions.
Yeah.
Let's do one. Which of the following organelles would be most abundant in cells that are producing large amounts of ATP through oxidative metabolism?
See, some people can hardly even read the questions, much less answer them. The students are so much smarter than so many of our moderators. So it's quite interesting to see these young people. So that was a middle school question, right?
Wasn't that a middle school question?
Yeah. So you can imagine what the high school questions are like. And
I didn't even venture there.
Yeah. So there are some tough ones. These students study so much. So we cover all types of subjects, biology, which you just asked about, chemistry, physics, mathematics, earth and space science, and even energy. Since the Science Bowl is put on by the Department of Energy, we have an energy category. And students take the opportunity, working with their teachers, to study outside the normal curriculum. And the winners are just amazing. So the students that make it to the end are... They know more than I could ever even hope to know in my lifetime.
Well, the other thing that caught my eye is that winning middle and high school teams receive an all-expenses-paid trip to D.C. to compete in the national from April 30th to May 4th. That is such a great gift.
It is. So the students, not only, so the winners of each, we have 115 regional competitions. There are about 50 middle school and 65 or so high school regional competitions. So the winners from each team go to nationals. So there, they're surrounded by 500 other students that love science just as much as they do. They get to go spend one whole day down at the National Mall to see different museums. We bring in speakers so they can see examples of what people practicing what they're learning actually do in life. And then, of course, there's the competition.
Wow. Tell me, I also read something about model cars. Is that still a parallel track competition to answering these ridiculous questions?
So, yeah, the middle school teams at the Nationals get to build and race an electric car that's powered by a lithium-ion battery. And they'll spend a couple hours learning about the gear ratio and how to best design their car so that it can be the fastest one. I think it's a 30-meter track, I'm guessing, that the cars are going to race on. And so there's a lot of engineering that goes into developing the fastest car. And what's cool about that is the teacher then, so each team is coached usually by a teacher. So the teacher gets to take the model car back to his or her classroom, and they can use that as an example in future years of electric cars.
That just sounds like fun. I'm curious, Jan, if the National Science Bowl started in 1991 and there are about nearly a quarter of a million students who've participated in it, do you all track the trajectory of students who have been successful?
So what we can track, since the students are so young, we can't really, you know, attach ourselves to them and find what they do. But as soon as they're out of high school, we invite them to register as a Science Bowl alum. And we bring back 25 to 30 of those alum each year to the national event. And they actually serve as speakers and academic competition judges during the weekend. So the students can see the alum. So we know that we have lots of successful students, but we don't know what everyone is doing. The students, when they come to the Nationals, we have each one write a biography, And most of them are mentioning that they're going to college. They want to save the world. They want to solve the energy crisis. They want to do all these things. And I hope they will. They're certainly smart enough to do so. But at the moment, the follow-up with them all is voluntary on their part.
Well, I know Kentucky is just stressing the STEM disciplines like crazy, and I'm sure that other states do. And so I wondered if there was a useful way to get at the success rate of this, which is obviously encouraging STEM discipline study.
Right. So you have to think in your gut that the students that are studying extra hard, you know, studying outside their coursework, that when they go to college, that they're going to have a leg up on all the other students that didn't have this extra coursework and extra background. So just their basic knowledge should be a little higher than their counterparts. You know, it's just, it takes a lot to study that, and we haven't. But our gut says that that's the case. Alum that we work with say that's the case. It would be a pretty interesting study, that's for sure.
Jan, is it easy to register for regionals?
Oh, definitely. So there's our website, which you can be found. If you go to science.energy.gov, you can make your way to the regional registration. And if there, I believe that the West Kentucky Regional would even take an extra middle school team or two if someone heard this and was interested in participating. I think it's a week from today is their regional.
Yeah, I think so. And the press releases say that the it's closed, but you're saying they'd consider more teams for middle school.
They currently have 18 teams from 13 middle schools, and I think that they would go up to 20. 20 is a really nice number for a competition. And so, yeah, so I think they have space. I know they have space for two more teams. And at the high school level, they have 15 teams from 9 high schools. And so there's definitely space for high school teams. Last year's winners from West Kentucky, Callaway County High School, they've been to the Nationals quite a few times, and they are the nicest students every time they come. And last year's middle school winner was Lone Ark Middle School. I believe it was their first time, but I didn't check that. But I do know the Callaway County High School students always have a great time when they come.
Well, we're just beaming with pride here, Jan Tyler. That's really nice of you. It's nice to know that our kids are out there in the world doing good things. So how did you get to what you're doing now?
Let's see. So I have a degree in mathematics, and I got hooked up in the field of education. And I really, when I was in high school, we had math competitions, but it was pen and paper, you know, doing problems. And I felt like that kind of gave me an edge. And so when we found out about the Science Bowl, I thought this is the same thing, except it's a lot more fun to watch. So we'll have spectators come and watch the students, because you're just amazed at some of the things that come out of their mouths. You know, how do they know that? And then also it's a game, you know, so there's a winner. People go head to head and the team wins, and you see the excitement in the winning team, and you see the disappointment in the losing team, but then they can go and play another match and have another chance. So it really is a sports kind of feeling, but, you know, all of the skill is in their head. You know, it's not in – this is Super Bowl weekend, so it's not in how fast they can run. But these kids can think fast. Some of the questions, they only have 5 seconds to answer. And the one that you read, I believe – I don't know, but some questions they have 5 seconds and some questions they have 20 seconds.
So it's all verbal, right?
It's all verbal.
That would drive me nuts.
Yeah, they don't see anything. So they're taking notes as the person reading the questions. We call that person the moderator. They're taking notes on a notepad as the person reads. And then, you know, they have to think on a split second what the answer is. The longer questions, they can work together as a team. And that's fun, too, to watch, because you hear these little 12-year-old students arguing about something that I have no clue what they're even talking about, but one of them believes this and the other believes that, and they have to work it out and come up with the answer that they're going to provide.
So we're talking the middle school. The competition is at Crowns Hall at UK College of Engineering campus, adjacent to WKCTC in Paducah. And the middle school competition is February 6th. and the high school teams are competing February 20th. So you say that's good spectator sports.
It is. It is. And I know that they're happy to have people stop in and watch. And I can maybe get you some information. You could either put on Facebook or something if
sure.
people are interested, you know, how to contact the person that they want to, that they want specific information on times and things.
We'll do it.
We can give that to you. That'd be great.
We'll do it. Jan Tyler is National Science Bowl Coordinator with the Department of Energy Office of Science's Jefferson National Lab, and we thank you so much for taking time with us today.
Oh, sure, Kate. Thanks so much for having us.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.